From WCBU Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. We are just days away from New Year's festivities. How do you say goodbye to the old and welcome the new? Today we talk with Bruce Colligan from Peoria Players Theater about the theater's tradition of ringing in the New Year Sinatra style. Bruce, it's great to have you in the studio today.
Well, it's nice to be here. Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about Ring-a-Ding-Ding New Year.
Well, several years ago, I was asked to help put together the show, and it had been done before, and basically it was all based on Sinatra, and the show has evolved. We pick songs that I like to call them from the Great American Songbook. Frank Sinatra may have originated them and introduced them to many people. He also introduced other artists to many songs that he wanted them to sing when they were part of, you know, the contract days. I think it was under Mitch Miller. But there's some really wonderful pieces in the show. They may be a Sinatra song, they may be a Tony Bennett song, Peggy Lee song, Steve Lawrence and Eddie Gourmet song. It just depends. So all those songs he may have done, but many artists sang them.
What's unique when you are putting together a musical review as opposed to a show, when the performers get to have this spotlight opportunity to really shine with specific songs that they like?
Well, I know the singers pretty well, and when I think they're going to shine in, so I actually... And if they don't like it, they can say, no, no, I won't do it. But I'll pick numbers that I think that are going to be really good. Mary Rose Williams might do The Nearness of You. Mm. And she does it, you find the right track, she sings it beautifully. Mm. Tyler Smith might do a piece, Love Me Tender or something. That's from last year. I don't want to give away too much of this year. But they're just songs that match what they can do, and they fit them. I mean, I'm very careful what I've always done. I will look for the best arrangement. If it's not a good arrangement, I won't touch the piece because I just want them to shine. And myself, you know, you always want to have the audience leaving, wow, that was really good. Mm-hmm. So they'll come back next year and buy a ticket.
So let's talk a little bit about Bill Murphy and his role in the show.
Bill Murphy, he takes all the numbers we give him. Mm-hmm. I have a track that I put together. It's like 24 numbers. And I say, write an intro around them. Give a little history on it. He'll write an intro for Todd Peelan to do, for instance, this year. I said, let's write around that, and then, you know, we'll bring the numbers in. So he does a little history, maybe when the song was written and how it was written. Like, for instance, Three Coins in a Fountain, when it was being done, they came to Sinatra and go, we need a song for this movie, and we don't know what to do with it. And I think they wrote the song in 45 minutes, which became a huge hit. And that's one of the numbers from the show. So he'll give a history on that, or... He'll talk about this writer might have come and said, Mr. Sinatra or Peggy Lee or somebody, I wrote this piece for you, and would you sing it? Mm. That's the history he brings, and there's a lot of history. I mean, for instance, in my early days, I had a scholarship years ago to sing as a Fred Waring Blender one summer, and there was a woman there, who in the 30s was one of Fred Waring's singers on the radio in New York. And she did Begin the Begin. And I decided to do that number this year, but it has great history to it because it's a great instrumental piece, and it's a Cole Porter piece, but to have that history of knowing how she sang it, she was a Chesterfield girl in the 30s, and went on to tell me, I said, she had a picture of her and Frank Sinatra, and she said, I said, what was it like working with him? She goes, he worked with me. I was a star when he was nobody. And she went on to do many things in her life, too. But that's the kind of things he writes around. It's really good to know the history of how a piece was originated. And every song has a great history. And Bill digs for that and finds it. So it's just nice. We don't overdo that. It's just he just introduces most of the pieces. He introduces the singers. And it just flows beautifully.
You're listening to Out and About on WCBU and WCBU.org. You mentioned that last year you were involved as well as a producer and a performer and a director, and that it was a very, very successful event. It typically sells out. What do you think it is about this particular event that makes it so appealing to so many people?
Well, I think it is a nice evening for people to go to. They get hors d'oeuvres. Cost is reasonable. It's $25 a person. It's from 7:30. We have the music out by 9:30. We pick good singers. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know that from performing. You always want to work with really good singers. And then we have so many of them. But these particular people are very good soloists, and they get it. Mm-hmm. So And you don't really have to direct them once you give them their music. I started looking for the music for this show 6 months ago, and I must have listened to 300 pieces. So, and I would say, okay, this is the number for you. One young performer said, this isn't working for me, and I'd go back and find another one, and I'd find another one. Finally, you find that piece, you hear it, that's perfect, and you send it to them, that's the piece I want. So this isn't something you slap together. You really pick numbers that these people are going to really enjoy singing, and they can sell to the audience. That's how our business works.
So, Bruce, it sounds like part of the success of the show is that you put in a lot of prep work into matching beautiful arrangements and pieces with the right performer.
Yeah.
But then there's also this expedited rehearsal process when all of these pieces come together, which I understand is really just a couple of days total.
It's very quick. Last year, I think we had 4 days, and we made a lot of money for the theater, which I love doing that for that theater. It was my first show. My first show down here was what sold me on Peoria. I was doing things in Chicago professionally, and I knew my window would close. So I started performing down here, and I've had a nice run that way. But the process is very quick. Everybody shows up. We run their music. There's always bumps, but the first day is like, oh boy, this is a little rough. Second day, a little better. Third day, just wonderful. Fourth day, they're ready. And they come in. They come in knowing what they need to do. They just have to drop their guard a little bit. And I said, you know, sell the song. We had a young lady last year, Rachel Coker is her name, and I gave her a piece that's you're going to hear from me. It's called, and I was astounded when she just blew us all away. And I thought, it was wonderful. And they all bring that. Mm-hmm. So I singled her out just because she was 16. And I thought, my goodness, you know. So a future Jen Gordon.
That's very kind of you. Bruce, it's been wonderful to talk with you. And thank you so much for the conversation and Break a Leg.
The pleasure was all mine. Thank you.
Bruce Colligan is a featured performer in the upcoming musical revue, Ring-a-Ding-Ding New Year, happening December 31st at Peoria Players Theater. The curtain rises at 7:30 p.m., with tickets available at peoriaplayerstheater.org. You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. For more information on all upcoming arts events, visit artspartners.net. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at wcbu.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.